One summer evening after dinner, Jack sat in the living room. He was reading a book. "What are you doing?" said Annie, coming down the stairs. "Reading about llamas in the Andes Mountains," Jack said. "Learning good stuff?" asked Annie. "Good and bad," said Jack. "Logging is destroying a lot of the mountain forests." "What does logging mean?" asked Annie. "Cutting down trees for lumber," said Jack. "In some places, it's against the law. It can be a disaster for wildlife." An evening breeze gusted into the house. "Could you close the front door, please?"
"Sure."
Annie crossed to the door. Instead of closing it, she gazed out at the twilight.
"Close it, please," said Jack.
"Whoa," said Annie.
"Whoa what?"
said Jack, looking up. Annie turned to Jack. "The treehouse is calling. It said, come to me, come."
"You're making that up," said Jack.
"Sort of. It didn't say words. I feel it's out there," said Annie.
"Really?"
said Jack. Annie's feelings about the treehouse were always right.
"Let's go check," said Annie. 10 minutes.
14, said Jack, standing up. "It takes 7 minutes to go there and 7 minutes to come back."
"Got it," said Annie. She called out, "Mom, Dad, can Jack and I go out for 14 minutes before it's totally dark?"
14 no more, their dad called back.
"Come on," Jack said to Annie.
He and Annie pulled on hoodies and slipped out the front door. They ran across their yard.
"Wait, wait," said Jack, stopping. "I forgot my backpack."
"Leave it," said Annie, pulling him along. "We only have 14 minutes. Jack sighed and kept going. In the last light of day, he and Annie ran up the sidewalk. The first star of the night shone in the sky. A few cars passed them. Dogs barked from their yards. Soon Jack and Annie came to the Frog Creek woods. They hurried between the quiet, familiar trees to the tallest oak. Jack saw the treehouse against the dusky sky.
"Good work," he said to Annie.
Then he grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Annie followed. Jack and Annie climbed inside the treehouse and looked around. In the fading light, they saw 2 books on the floor. Beside each book was a pencil.
"2 books," said Jack.
Morgan always gave them only 1 book to guide them on their journeys. Jack and Annie each picked up a book. They read a single word on both covers, Yosemite.
"Yosemite?" said Annie.
Jack laughed.
"No, it's pronounced Yosemite," he said.
"Yosemite."
"What is that?" asked Annie.
"I've heard of it," said Jack. "I'm pretty sure it's some special nature place in California."
"California? Wow, I'd love to go back to California," said Annie.
"Me too," said Jack. He opened his book. The first page was blank. The second and third pages were blank, too. He flipped through all the pages.
"What's going on?" he said. "My whole book is blank."
"Mine, too," said Annie.
As she held up her book, a slip of paper fell out.
"Oh, a note from Morgan."
Annie unfolded the note and read aloud. "The trees are calling. Hurry and go. Into the forest, through sunshine and snow. Call yourselves artists. Draw what you see. Give help to others. Give it for free. Before you go home, speak truth to power. Help save the wilderness by Sunday's noon hour."
Annie looked at Jack. "Sounds fun," she said. "Let's go."
"Wait, read the last lines again," said Jack. Annie read, "Help save the wilderness by Sunday's noon hour."
"So what does that mean?" said Jack.
"Save the wilderness? How's that even possible?" Annie frowned.
"Let's ask that question later when we know more," she said. "I can't wait to make a book with drawings. That sounds fun, doesn't it?"
"Sort of. I really can't draw," said Jack.
"I'm not great at drawing either," said Annie, "but I still love doing it."
"Okay, let's go," said Jack. He was eager to see a different part of California. They hadn't been there since the San Francisco earthquake of 1906.
"I'll point to Yosemite and see if that works." Jack pointed to the word on the cover of his blank book.
I wish we could go there, he said. California, here we come, said Annie.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.